Hello, this is Roy Lilly. Well, if you're going to make a plan, first plan the plan. It's called meta-planning, developing a framework for creating and implementing an effective plan. There are seven steps. Clarity of purpose, that's objectives and goal orientation, or in English, why are we making a plan and what are we trying to do? Number two, alignment with objectives. Focus, make sure the components of the plan come together to deliver whatever it is you want. Number three, strategic thinking. I'm not a great fan of that. I prefer tactics and techniques. Looking at the options, the risks, things to take advantage of. Create scenarios. They breathe life into the planning process. Timelines, think way markers. Time-sensitive deliverables. If we don't do that by this time, then we can't do what's next. Resources, obvious money plus people, technology, capacity. Collaboration and communication. Who do we have to work with to make the plan work? Most important, tell the people affected by the plan and keep them on side. And finally, flexibility. Back to the scenarios, plan B, contingencies, agility and nimbleness. I expect you'll know all this, but why does it matter? Well, because over the weekend, workforce planning became something of a bidding war. Labour have been banging on about doubling the number of doctors in training and increasing nurse numbers, predicated on changes to the tax regime. If the speculation in the paywalled Sunday Times is to be believed, the Tories are joining in with their bid for numbers, a 15-year plan and £1 billion. For starters, no one seems to be asking the plan question. What are we trying to achieve? If it's just to add to the numbers in the workforce, well, forget it. We know the biggest problem the NHS has right now, in addition to the numbers in absolute terms, are the people leaving. The Royal College of Nursing tell us between 2018 and 2022, nearly 43,000 people, aged 21 to 50, that's well before retirement age, left the Nursing Midwifery Council register, with an increase of another 9% in 2021. You know, there's no point in recruiting them if we can't keep them. Last year, 3,229 doctors resigned from the NHS, double what it was a decade ago. The numbers of doctors leaving has accelerated rapidly since the pandemic, and last year almost 13,000 doctors in the UK gave up their licence. The Times tell us His Majesty's Treasury has committed to funding training places for the next 5 years. Now, they're not stupid. They know it will take the best part of 3 years for the universities to organise doubling the number of places and all the implications that has for tutors, lecturers, accommodation and facilities, plus the impact on placements and supervisors across the NHS. The real costs rack up with the recurring wage bill, pension contributions and employment costs over the next 15 years. That means there are 10 years in the Tory plan with no funding commitment. Labour's non-dom plans will fizzle out as the rich and smart make arrangements in the Isle of Man. As the Times points out, in an effort to stabilise the public finances after the disaster of Liz Truss' mini-budget, the Chancellor opted to delay £30 billion of the public spending cuts until after 2025. This means the government could be forced to decide on deeper cuts to provide the NHS with the extra cash it needs. Workforce, the willingness and the availability of suitably qualified people to join the NHS is not a given. Nursing degree applications in England have fallen by 13,000 since 2016, and applications to study nursing for the 23-24 year have fallen by almost 20%. Labour and the government look to me like they have a one-step plan based on resources, and they're missing out on the four inters. The interconnectedness of learning and training, they are not the same. The interdependence of workforce and retention, the improvements that are needed to make the NHS a go-to employer. The interaction between a larger workforce and the revenue demands it will create as NHS performance accelerates, and the interim issues that are likely to persist over the next year, certainly 3 and maybe even 10, as the NHS muddles through. Press releases from politicians are not plans, and plans are not plans until you plan them. Thanks for listening. This has been Roy Lilly, and I hope we'll speak again soon.